Question. Iran is a threat, according to some, but a threat to whom? Since Iran's violent and inconclusive election in 2009, where President Ahmadinejad was challenged by Hossein Mousavi, so-called Green Revolution, the practice of Iran's Islamic Republic suppressing its political opposition has been revealed to the world. Forced confessions, imprisonments after 2009 were a shock even to Iranians used to living under a strict government-imposed code of, in many cases, Sharia law. But since 2009, the internal stresses in Iran have manifested themselves in the detention of those just-released American hikers accused of spying and the continued imprisonment of political activists and even that bizarre spy plot outlined last week by the U.S. government accusing Iran of planning to kill a Saudi diplomat in Washington. Now, a United Nations report reveals a string of grisly executions at a prison in eastern Iran in the city of Mashhad, along with a widespread pattern of continued torture and suppression. Joining us is the author of that report, Dr. Ahmed Shaheed, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Iran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
So the importance of this report, fit it into a context of political suppressions that it appears, at least to us, escalated after that bloody aftermath of the election in 2009.
Indeed, the reason why my office was created was because the world was very concerned about the worsening situation of human rights in Iran, especially after the elections just referred to.
And, you know, in many ways, this report suggests that external pressure on Iran to try to improve the human rights situation has not really worked.
No, it has not. But the thing about Iran is that Iran does care about what the world thinks of itself. So these sort of reports really force them to look at it. And my hope is that by remaining engaged on this task, I would be able to get some response from Iran that would move things forward. But it's a major uphill task, mind you.
Let's talk about the details in this report. It relates to a Vakilabad prison in Mashhad in eastern Iran. And what exactly did you find and how are these reports sourced?
Well, I refer to executions that were carried out in Vakilabad in Mashhad last year, which are not properly documented or can be regarded as secret executions. We learned of them because families were subsequently given bodies. We have information. We got information from cellmates who learned of what happened to their inmates. So the number tallies up to over 300 in terms of last year. Even this year, we have about 150 executions secretly done by October. So there is a concern that not just in the large number of executions in Iran, but a large number of them actually occurs without proper notification to families, lawyers, or even a proper trial.
So no trials, no trials, and secret executions. And is the rate of these executions increasing?
Yes, it has been increasing. We've noticed a spike in the amount of executions. It's not just no trials, just that the trials appear to be a sham. Either there's no lawyer, or the lawyers have no appropriate defense opportunity, or there's no evidence produced against them. And some of these trials can be very, very short duration.
Well, let me ask you, speaking with Dr. Ahmed Shaheed, who is the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Iran as of this year, are these political prisoners? I mean, we know that Iran has become more severe on political dissidents since the Green Revolution, but are these for the most part secret because it's political?
No, I do not think that the 300 people that we referred to last year were all political prisoners. They remain secret perhaps because Iran is careful not to, is mindful of what the world says about itself. But I presume that these executions are carried out because it fits into a pattern of repression and the creation of climate of fear in the population in Iran.
So mindful of the world's impression that they don't let you complete your work. They don't want you poking around inside Iran.
No, they don't. They don't. In fact, one of the reasons why the world is so concerned about Iran is lack of transparency. There hasn't been a rapporteur visiting Iran for 5-6 years now, and I have so far received no support in them in regard to being able to verify information or being able to visit that country.
You know, I guess you say that Iran cares about its image in the world, and we certainly saw that with the release of the American hikers. That was a very high-profile event that coincided with Ahmadinejad being at the UN here in New York, speaking before the General Assembly. But nevertheless, the pattern continues. It appears to escalate. And if you were speaking to someone in Iran living in that climate of fear, what would you tell them about the United Nations' ability to help that person today?
Well, it's rather limited. What we can do is have a long-term engagement that holds Iran to account to its obligations on international law. And there are consequences that follow from countries systematically and persistently violating their obligations under international law. And that's something perhaps down the line. But immediately, what we're trying to do is really document the scale of the abuses that's happening there. And through that, get Iran to engage with us and then move in addressing some of these issues that we are raising.
Of course, there's nothing secret about executions in, say, the United States or places that have high rate of use of the death penalty. But is the number of executions in Iran completely out of scale to the rates of executions in other countries, including industrialized countries?
Well, it is. Iran perhaps is second in terms of the total number of executions happening. But if in terms of the population ratio, it is the highest. And what is really worrisome is not just the number, but the manner in which the trials that result in death penalty are imposed, the fact that youths are put to death, and that even now there are about 100 juveniles on the death row.
Where does this go from here?
Well, I present my report today, and I really hope that the debate in the Council and in the Assembly will have enough support for Iran to look at allowing some access to the country, whereby we can look further, more deeply into what is happening there, and then thereby recommend measures that can be implemented to address some of the measures I just mentioned.
Dr. Ahmed Shahid is the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Iran. He's on his way uptown to deliver his report, the latest report on Iran as of June of this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.